Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jau Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrat Gacharya Ashtotar Sat Sishramad Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Shla Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jau Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrat Gacharya Ashtotar Sat Sishramad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj Shla Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupa Sisnatana Bhatta Raghunath Siddhiv Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sat Gosai Purvan Ki Jai. Grantra Shrimad Bhagavadam Ki Jai. Samvet Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 18th chapter, text 12. 8.18.12, on the most auspicious occasion of Vamana Dvadasi, this verse has been selected. 8th canto, yeah, 18.12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jair Mudirayet. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki mukam karoti vachalam pangolangayatengirim yat kripatamaham bande shri guru dinatarinam paramanandam madhavam shri chaitanyeshwaram. So the sloka goes like this. Yad tad vapur bhati vibhushanayudhai. 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 Ravyakta chidvyakta madharaya dharihi. Ravyakta chidvyakta madharaya. Avyakta chidvyakta madharaya dharihi. Avyakta chidvyakta madharaya. Avyakta chidvyakta madharaya dharihi. Babhuvate naiva savamano vatuhu. Babhuvate naiva savamano vatuhu. Sampasyator divyagatir yatha nataha. Sampasyator divyagatir yatha nataha. Yat tad vapur bhati vibhushanayudhai. Avyakta chidvyakta madharaya dharihi. Babhuvate naiva savamano vatuhu. Sampasyator divyagatir yatha nataha. Yat tad vapur bhati vibhushanayudhair. अव्यक्त चेद व्यक्तम धारय धरिहि बभूवते नैव सवामनो वटुः संपश्यतोर्दिव्यगतिर्यथा नटः यत्तद्वपुर्भाति विभूषणायुधैः अव्यक्तचिद्व्यक्तमधारयद्धरिः बभूवतेनैव स वामनो वटुः संपश्यतोर्दिव्यगतिर्यथा नटः सो व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग यत् विच तत् दैट वपुः ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी भाति मैनिफेस्ट्स विभूषणा विथ रेगुलर ऑर्नमेंट्स आयुधैः एंड विथ वेपन्स अव्यक्त अनमैनिफेस्टेड चित व्यक्तम स्पिरिचुअली मैनिफेस्टेड अधारयत एज्यूम्ड हरिः द लॉर्ड बभूव इमीडिएटली बिकेम तेना विद दैट एव सर्टेनली सह ही द लॉर्ड वामनः ड्वार्फ वटुः ए ब्राह्मण ब्रह्मचारी संपश्यतोः वाइल बोथ हिज फादर एंड मदर वेर सीइंग दिव्य गतिः हुज मोमेंट्स आर वंडरफुल यथा एज नटः थिएट्रिकल एक्टर ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट इज गिवेन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय Translation. Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari. Just like a theatrical actor. Purport. The word nataha, nataha, is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in the Brahma Sanghita 5:33-39, the Lord assumes many thousands of millions of forms. Advaitam achyutam manadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham. He is always present with innumerable incarnations. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishtan nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu. Nonetheless, although he appears in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person, with the same potency, the same eternity, and the same spiritual existence. But he can simultaneously assume various forms. When Vamandeva appeared from the womb of his mother, he appeared in the form of Narayana, with four hands equipped with necessary symbolic weapons. And then immediately transformed himself into a brahmachari, vatu. This means that his body is not material. One who thinks that the Supreme Lord assumes a material body is not intelligent. he has to learn more about the Lord's position. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in his original transcendental body, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, Brahma Sangita 5:1. Thus ends here the translation and purport from 8th canto, 18th chapter, 12th sloka, which is done by Srila Prabhupada. So, before I start speaking anything, I'd like to beg for the mercy of all of the assembled Vaishnavas here, especially Sripad Janivas Prabhu and Prabhuji, as well as many devotees watching live on Mayapur TV, upon different streaming platforms. So, before we start, we have a small little Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Svapadhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpatikamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanta Deshtarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, today is most of auspicious Vamandeva appearance day. So, even though Supreme Lord is Trivikrama and his activity is unlimited, Urukrama is another name is, still, the glories of that Urukrama, the supremely powerful personality, is almost impossible to be described and even attempted to be described by conditioned soul like me. But still, I take the service so that the transcendental glorification of the Lord could actually bring auspiciousness for all of us together, and it will be a very purifying session for all of us in one sense. So, Vamandeva appearance. Yes. Yesterday we had the fasting for that along with Ekadasi. Back to back there are so many fastings coming, so it's very nice that we had some fastings combed together, so that again up tomorrow there is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day. Hopefully, appearance day, disappearance day, So, Varahadev, Vamandev appearance, here in Srila Prabhupada is telling in the purport, the Supreme Lord is spiritually manifested. He chit vektam, avyaktam chit vektam. So, he is all, of course, he is unmanifest. But he manifests himself spiritually in his transcendental form. And all of his transcendental forms are supremely glorified in Vedic literatures, specifically Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that very famous song from Dasasvatar Sloka, the Stotra, written by Srila Javadeva Goswami. He writes, Chalayasi Vikramane Balim Madhutavamana Padanakhani Rajanita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jay Jagadish Hare Jay Jagadish Hare Jay Jagadish Hare. The Supreme Lord had appeared to do very wonderful activities. He always appears and does miraculous activities. And in this incarnation, he has cheated his own devotee. And he has created a hole into the universal cell and had actually relayed the padanakhanir, the water coming out, cascading from his lotus feet. That's Mother Ganga. Padanakhanir janita jana pavana, which is purifying this whole humanity, not only humanity, the whole heavenly planets for time, eternity. And that Keshava, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava, I pay my obeisances, who has taken the form of Vamandev. So, Supreme Lord has taken in this way many, many, multi forms. And devotees, out of great love, tell Supreme Lord to be Nata. Nata means a dancer, or Nata means also a person who is very much apt into dramatic activities, means changing the identity to someone else, Nata. So, Supreme Lord is Nata or Natuvar. In Purport, Prabhupada says, the word Nata is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, I describe in Brahma Sanghita, Anadim Anantarupam. So like this, Supreme Lord is Nata, means perfect dramatist, perfect dramatist. So this whole episode is actually mentioned in 8th canto, which is actually being described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. This is the story of 6th Manvantar, sixth Manvantar, in which Chakshusha Manvantar, in which there is a description of how once all the demigods, they had been cursed by Durvasa Muni. And being cursed by Durvasa Muni, they had actually lost their kingdom. And because they lost their kingdom, demons attacked and they are out of their kingdom. They're fleeing, hiding themselves. So this is the situation. And after that, when this situation had happened, all the demigods, they immediately went to Brahmaji, the supreme demigod, and they asked that what to do in this situation now. We are bereft of our own position. The Brahmaji, along with all the devotees, all the demigods, they went to the ocean, Chirishagara, on the shore of ocean, and they prayed to the Supreme Lord, Chirodakshaya Vishnu. And through Brahma, Lord told that, do not worry, now this is the situation, you have been cursed, and demigod and demons are really very powerful. So in this situation, you go and make truce with them, means make a agreement with them. And in that agreement, after agreement, everything will be revealed to you, don't worry. So, they had been told the whole plan that how demons and the demigods should have the truce, have the agreement. And after the agreement, you must go and bring a mountain, the Mandrachal mountain, and put it there in the ocean and start churning the ocean. And this is my order, now you go and do it. So, because demigods, immediately they took up the service, the orders what was given by the Lord, Supreme Lord, they have taken it to be the service. Okay, they went and they made the truce. Okay, demons, you are so nice, you are good, have an agreement now. And what agreement now? We are going to have a churning of ocean in which we will be getting what? We will be getting nectar. So everybody were interested. Both were interested. Demons were also interested and demigods were also interested. Because by churning what will come? Nectar will come. And everybody liked that. So, that was the driving factor in one sense. Because of that, everybody actually, they came together to get the nectar. And demigods were aware that everything is under plan of the Lord, and demons were not aware. And demons were thinking that we will get the nectar. So now the whole episode gets unfold. Demigods and demons, they went to Mandrachal, they started lifting the whole mountain, they couldn't do it. And we know that many of the demons, many of the demigods, they actually broke their leg, broke their hands and sprained out, and very, very difficult situation. And ultimately, they somehow fled, they ran. Demigods again, they took shelter of Lord Ajita, and Lord came on the back of Garuda and lifted the whole Mandrachal mountain, put it there on the back of Garudadev, and he himself rode over the mountain and he told Garuda, let's go ahead to the ocean. And there he just put that there, and Garuda left. A churning started, then immediately the whole mountain started shrinking down, going down. So again the demigods in this situation, they started praying to the Lord. And again, because of their prayers, Supreme Lord immediately appeared as Kachapa. And actually he became the pivot for the whole mountain, upon which this mountain can be made stable and it can be churned by demigods and demons, making the Vasuki to be the instrument, just like a rope. So this, and after when this happened, the whole mountain was being imbalanced. Because of that, again the Lord appeared as Ajita, and he actually stood on the peak of the mountain. And in this way, this churning happened. And after this churning happened, so many things started coming out. And we know the beginning, only poison came out. So much poison, the ocean of poison. And to take care of this ocean of poison, demons and demigods both were fleeing anywhere, everywhere. And they were searching what to do now. The Supreme Lord again appeared to the demigods and told that, go to Lord Shiva and he can do something. He is Vaishnava. He will drink all that poison. So they went to Lord Shiva, and poison was drunk by Lord Shiva. And after that, ultimately, what appeared? Nectar. The real something for which these demigods and demons were actually doing a lot of strife, a lot of struggle. That nectar actually appeared at the last. And as soon as the nectar appeared, these demons, immediately they took off the nectar, the bottle nectar, that pot, and they started running, fleeing here and there to drink themselves. After that, demons started fighting with each other because of everybody thinking that I will alone drink whole everything. So that was the situation. Then again, and demigods were simply thinking, that now what plan Lord is going to unfold now. And simply started praying to the Supreme Lord. And because of their prayers, another incarnation of the Lord came, who is called Mohini Murthy. And Mohini Murthy, what she did? She again cheated the demons and distributed the whole nectar to demigods. So we can see here that how Supreme Lord is Nata. Means in one episode he has taken such a multi forms, like starting from beginning and from Sridakshaya Vishnu, after that Kachapa, then Ajita, after that he appears as a Mohini Murthy, a supremely beautiful womanly form. He is Supreme Lord himself. By seeing her, even Lord Shiva gets bewildered. So what we can say about this Nata? It's like no match. So this same Nata, and the story continues, when this demons has been cheated Mohini Murthy, by the Supreme Lord Narayana himself coming in the Mohini Murthy. And demons are frustrated. They are thinking, now this is the time we are going to smash these demigods. They are always coming out outsmart. So the demons, they went to Indrapuri, they started fighting fiercely. They started fighting. And because demigods are always powerful, so Indra also started chopping all the army of demons, and Bali was actually there in very, very difficult situation. In that situation, Bali, he took the shelter of illusory potencies of his own. He started making so many illusions, different types of illusions, and illusion as such, big mountains started appearing, and from the mountains different types of ferocious animals, snakes like tigers, all those started jumping and fearfully pouncing upon the demigods. And in that situation, demigods were again bewildered on what to do now. So in this situation, demigods again, that they are taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, and as soon as they started praying to the Lord, Lord appears there upon the on the back of Garuda. And as soon as Lord appears, all those mystic, illusory magic created by demons finishes. Niharam iva bhaskara. Just like the sun comes and darkness immediately dissipates, similarly Supreme Lord appears, all those magics made by Bali and his company, everything gets over. And Lord kills Kalnemi and so many, he chastises the demons. So in this way we see that ultimately the demigods wins over. So in this way we see that what is the actually lesson we should try to get from here. The demons and demigods, both of them are actually fighting. But in every situation these demigods are always taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. They are not taking shelter of their own expertise. And they are always thinking that whatever is happening, that is actually happening by the supreme will of Krishna. And supreme plan of Ajita, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, demons have got defeated, fully smashed, and then by the agreement and by the counseling of Shukracharya, their spiritual master, they did a very big sacrifice. And the sacrifice name was Vishwavijaya, the sacrifice which will make you the conqueror of the whole world, whole universe in fact. So they did Vishwavijaya Yajna, and after that demons this time are really got empowered by the potency of this Shukracharya, who is the leader of Bhrigu's family, Bhrigu dynasty. And again they actually attacked demigods. And in this time, demigods immediately they went and counseled Brihaspati, and Brihaspati said, you cannot do this time anything. Now you can simply flee. You can simply go away from here. Now you cannot defeat demons. They are very, very powerful now. They have been actually empowered by the Brahmanas. So now you have to leave now. So all the demigods, they started running, they fled off, and they started hiding themselves everywhere, anywhere, somehow. And this was the situation. Hundreds of years passed in this way, hidingly. And this was the situation when Kashyap Muni is always, we know, the Prajapati, always there in meditation. And Aditi, the mother of demigods, there she was always morose, thinking that, where are my sons? What is the situation? Why I'm not able to see them? The kingdom is now vacant. The most distressful condition of mine. Who will actually risk me from this situation? So in this situation, Aditi approached her husband Kashyapa, and Kashyapa Muni told that, don't worry, everything is happening by the supreme plan of Krishna. If you really want your sons to be glorified, your sons to be again reinstated on the throne, you must do what? Worship the Supreme Lord Narayana. And I am telling you to do a particular special type of vrata, that's called payavrata. And if you will do that, Supreme Lord will appear as your son. So in this way, we know that Aditi did this vrata, this fasting, payavrata fasting. And after that, Lord Vamana appeared as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi.
Very beautiful form of the Lord, wearing Kastuba jewel, Srivatsa, Chaturbhuj.
Vishnu, along with all his weapons, Ayudha, he appears. And by seeing this, Aditi's heart was fully blossomed. And in this situation, all the demigods were quite very happy. And Aditi was also thinking that my hope is still there. Lord has appeared to actually to reciprocate with my prayers and to give me solace. So in this situation, Lord appeared and immediately, just on the face, on the eyes of Kashyapa and Aditi, Lord turned himself into his into another form, because he is Natta. He is a first class dramatist. He changes like anything, and all of his forms are Chinmaya. All of his forms are supremely transcendental forms, and he became like a small little dwarf, Vattu, as we say, Vattu, small little boy, very cute and very, very beautiful form of the Lord. Vamana appeared, and immediately he started for the mission. He started going to this Bhrigu Kaccha, where this descendants of Bhrigu, Sukracharya, along with his disciples, Bali and all, he was doing sacrifices. Bhrigu Kaccha, he went. That's actually mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, situated on the Narmada, on the bank of Narmada River. It's not this Narmada River, heavenly version of Narmada River that we have here in this earthly planet. That's there in the heavenly planet also. So we know that immediately Lord went there and he did his pastimes unfold. Vamana told that I have come here to ask you something. Oh great king, he started glorifying Bali Maharaj. Your grandfather, your father Virochan, your grandfather Bali, Prahlad, and Prahlad's father Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha were such a great souls. You know, they had such a great heart. They were very much attached to Brahmanas. They were so much charitably disposed, and so many things. They started glorifying. And Bali started thinking, yes, this is the fact. We are of such a great lineage. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and after that, Prahlad Maharaj, then Virochan, then I am not less. So, hey Brahmana, what you want, please tell. I am very happy with you. But Sukracharya in the side is thinking that this fellow, don't know that this person, who is he? He is a Vishnu himself appearing to cheat this fellow. But Bali Maharaj really very much, I'm going to say, he's puffed up. You know, like, because Lord Narayana is Vamandev, he has puffed him up so much. And he's thinking, what you want, my dear Brahmana, please tell. Whatever you want, I can give you. So, that Vattu, Brahmana, Vamandev told that, I just want three steps of land, because 3 steps of land is the land required utmost for a brahmachari to sleep. To stand maybe around not even one step, half of the one step is required. But to sleep, 3 steps is enough. I don't want anything more than that. So please give me that. Bali Maharaj is telling, are you really intelligent? I don't think you are intelligent, Brahmana. I am the proprietor of the whole Tribhuvan. Whole heavenly planet is under me, and you are asking just three steps. I don't think you are intelligent. You would have asked me something big. Then Vamanadeva told, okay, I am satisfied with this. I am a small little humble Brahmana. What more I will do getting? It's okay. Please give me 3 steps. And just to make it final agreement, he told that you have to take this, what's called the water, as what we say, after, before doing any vrata, we take this pratigya, and you do that. So Sukracharya is still telling, don't give charity to this person. He is Narayana, he is Vishnu himself, he has come to cheat you.
You don't able to hear me? But this Bali Maharaj thing, no. I am such a great charitable person. My lineage is such a great. I am the proprietor of the whole world. How can I be so mean to not to give three steps, even though he could be the best cheater of all the cheaters? Supreme Lord Narayana himself. If Narayana cheats, what better than that? So he agreed. Then Shukracharya became frustrated. It was useless fellow. You are not hearing about me. You are not hearing from me. You will suffer. You will go to hell. I curse you. If you won't follow me, you will go to hell. So this is the condition. And we see that practically Bali Maharaj disobeyed his own spiritual master. And he actually agreed to give three steps of land to Vamandev. And Vamandev, then he assumed such a gigantic form. In one step, he practically covered the whole land, whole heavenly planet. Second step, he covered everywhere, till the end of Brahmanda. He broke that coverage of Brahmanda into such a big hole that water of Karana, Dakshai, Karanaranava started coming in, dripping in. And this is the situation where now, because Bali Maharaj has given to give three steps, right? But where to give the third step? And with the hand, he has spread everywhere. Where to give now the third step? So now this Bali Maharaj is thinking. Bali Maharaj started being fearful now. He started being fearful of not of losing his place, losing his kingdom, but he started fearful of becoming a liar or someone in his dynasty who could not keep his words. So because of that, he started so much fearful. So because he was thinking that he's such a big donor, it is told also that among Danis or among the charity givers, like Bali Maharaj, such a big charity giver, Supreme Lord himself tells. So we see that after that, Lord told Bali, now Bali, please tell me what you can give more. So Bali, he is still thinking that no, I could give something more. I could not be a liar. So he told Lord, you have taken everything up. Now you can keep your head upon me, upon my head. Keep your feet upon my head. And in this way, Lord actually arrested Bali Maharaj, and after arresting him, he actually pushed him down through his lotus feet to the Sutra Loka. So the story is actually having so many wonderful lessons to learn. So in this condition, we can see what is the situation of this Bali Maharaj. So what is true possessiveness and what is false possessiveness? Everything in this material world or the spiritual world is the prime the property of the Supreme Lord. Nothing belongs to us. Whether we earn it or whether we purchase it, whether we fight with someone and grab it, everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is actually trying to impress upon Bali Maharaj and all the people of the world that nothing belongs to you. And you are boastful of giving charity to someone. You think that it belongs to you. That's false. And he made a situation, he made it to be false. Almost it was a false, a lie, that Bali Maharaj could give three steps. We cannot give anything. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna, Vamana, Urukrama. So, true possessiveness is understanding everything of the Supreme Lord and trying to utilize all those resources, everything in the service of the Lord. That's one thing we can understand, we can see, we can get the lesson from it. Everything actually belongs to the Supreme Lord. And then we can see here what is actually a black aspect of Karmakandiya yajnas. Here this Shukracharya is actually leading a Karmakandi Yagya along with his disciples Bali Maharaj. And this Karmakandi Yagya, even though Lord Narayana is actually, his names are chanted and everything is right, but intensity, the mentality is Karmakandi to get the material opulences. And Sukracharya is so much into achieving remunerations from the demons. And that's why he's always fearful. And this is the situation we can find in Karmakandiya Yajnas. A little deviation can create havoc. And this is what we saw here. So the motivation is very, very important. What is actually our motive in Yajnas? And especially in Karmakandiya Yajna, in which material motives are too much advertised. Little deviation in Karmakandiya Yajna can create havoc. This is what it happened with Bali Maharaj. Ultimately, everything comes out in the connection with the Supreme Lord to be superb and absolute. Still, we can find many other instances, like we know King Nirga. There was one king which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, that he was also such type of Karmakandiya Yajnik king, and he used to give charity to the Brahmanas after Yajna, like thousands and lakhs of cows to one Brahmanas. And in this way, what happened? One cow of one Brahmana actually somehow or other ran and actually mixed with another group of cows, which were actually already been given to another Brahmana. So in that situation, what happened? There was a fight between Brahmanas. Why my cow has gone to you, and these all things. And after they came to Nirga, Nirga told that I can give you Brahmana 1,000 times more and better cows than this. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. But nothing to be forgiven. They cursed King Nirga, rather, to become a lizard. So we can see this is actually the negative part of Karmakandi Yajna, when it's not motivated to please the Lord, Supreme Lord, just to please the Lord, then it creates a havoc also in this way. So we know Lord's activities are not to be seen by this mundane eyes. This is the third thing we can find here. If you find Vamandev incarnation, his activities is like Chalayasi. He's appearing and he started cheating people. So, you know, transcendentally, if you see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he used to say that, why I will chant the names of Krishna, who came as Vamana, he cheated Bali. He killed Bali, hidingly. He also cheated in Ramalila. Why I don't want to chant the name of Krishna, such a cheater? But for us, we must understand that Lord's all his activities are actually transcendentally justified. He gives everyone whatever his desire is. He won't give more than that, and he won't give even less than that. Whatever one's desire, he gives. When it is materially motivated, but the motivation is pure, he gives abound. He gives unlimited. In this way, we can find here in this incident that Indra, he wanted a heavenly kingdom. He got it. Bali Maharaj wanted also a heavenly kingdom. And of course, he has violated his spiritual master guru. So he went to one of the Narak lokas, Sutal. And that Sutal loka is even more opulent than heavenly kingdom. And their Lord Narayana Vamana himself guards on the palace of Vamandev. So he got that also. Everybody is getting everything, whatever he desires. But the most intelligent people are not those who approach the Supreme Lord for little possessiveness of this mundane material world, which is flickering and temporary. They never go for that. And why to ask the Supreme Lord such a something material, which is one day there with me and it will not be there with me. But the most intelligent devotee of the Lord, it's told that Jai Krishna Bhaje Sai Bado Chatur, that which type of Chatur devotee is about whom it is mentioned, that is the most unalloyed devotees of the Lord, whose only business is to have a relation with the Lord. That's it. I just want to have a relationship with you, Lord. That's it. Then everything is there. It's granted. So we can see here in this Bali Maharaj and Vamandev episode that Ratnamala, a sister of Bali Maharaj, when Vamandev appeared in the Bhrigu Kaccha in front of Yajna, he was a small little boy, very cute boy, very chubby boy, and by seeing him, her heart started melting, and she started thinking that, oh, if this boy would have been my son, I would have breastfed him. I would have breastfed him. I would have cuddled him, her like my own baby. Such a beautiful boy, effulgent like sun. Such a cute. He is worthy to be my son. So she started thinking in this way, and just in a matter of few moments, few minutes, when that same Vamana, small little Vatu, Brahmana, he started expanding his legs and hands, and he's such a dreadful situation, a ghastly scene. And this Kantimala, sorry, Ratnamala could see, and she could see that, wow, he is such a big cheater. If something would have been my power, I would have killed him. I would have killed him. He cheated Bali in this way. So we find that because this his sister, Balimara's sister, Ratnamala, she actually wanted to have the relation with the Lord. In one way or other, being attracted in this maternal way, she actually wanted to breastfeed him. And because of that, she get wild god entry into the Krishna Leela. In the next millennium, she appeared as Putana. And she had the opportunity to breastfeed Krishna. And at the same time, after breastfeeding Krishna, reciprocating as a mother, she had the opportunity to even try to kill Krishna. And in this way, she made a bizarre type of relationship, and that relationship actually given her supreme success that is far, far beyond than Indra, Bali, and anyone in this material world. And all these people, they are still making their own khichdi here for many, many millenniums to go. And this Ratnamala, sister of Bali Maharaj, went back home, back to Godhead. So, this is actually the situation of devotees. They won't seek for the mundane material possessions. They seek for the relationship with the Lord. As we know, Vritrasur, another great demon in the sense, great devotee demon. He tells, Nanaka prishtam nacha paramishtam nasarva bhomam narasadhipatyam na yoga siddhe da punarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kangshe. He says, O Lord, Nanaka prishtam, I do not want the place of Dhruva planet. I do not want the topmost of the topmost place like Dhruva planet. Nacha paramishtam, I do not want Brahmaloka also to go. Na paramishtam na sarvam, I do not want sovereignty of the whole planetary system. I don't want that. Na rasadhipatyam, I don't want a place of Sutal Loka also. Like Bali Maharaj, na rasadhipatyam. Na yoga siddhi, I do not want any yoga siddhi. Apunar bhavam, neither I want liberation. Samanja sattva virahai kaanse. I just want to have the longing of separation in your relationship. That's the essence of everything I want, and that's it. So this is actually the real situation of pure devotees, Bhagavatas. And in this way, Supreme Lord is actually revealing these all things. And to bestow that relationship, there is no one in this material, now in this Kali Yuga, who is powerful like demons and demigods of those ages. Now people are already so weak. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have got this opportunity to make the relationship directly with the Supreme Lord. Just in whatever way we can make. And of course, in the most loving way to make the relationship is very, very mercifully revealed by the Supreme Lord as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it takes shelter of Lord on this most auspicious occasion of Vamanadeva so that he could bestow upon us. We should pray that he could bestow upon us the mercy so that we could have a relationship with the Supreme Lord, and we could bring his mercy to the many, many living entities who are actually lost, bewildered, roaming here and there in different material planets and different places. and again to reinstate it back again into the relationship, the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Keshava. Keshava Drita. Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. If any comment, any question, Prabhuji. So invited. So, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Shri Vaman Dvadasi Mahamatsu ki, Itai Gaur Premanande, Jai Bol, Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.